it's time for the celebrity snitch. Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
How in the hell I follow that? What's the deal? Pickles is everything. What's the deal, eggplant? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything is
kosher. I'm joining.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up?
It's the first of the month. Happy Mother's Day, as they call it around the way. Well, Tom Silver J, no more delay. Let's do this, okay? Contender number one is Madonna. After the Prince tribute on the BET Awards, Madonna should send in an apology letter and be banned from wearing the color purple. Silver. Contender number two, the rapper who looked like he needed the Heimlich maneuver at the BET Awards, Designer, who turned his song Panda into Pandemonium with his spasm-like performance. He was making faces like Tony Robbins told him to walk over hot coal, y'all. Contender number three, Suge Knight. Suge's latest, let me see how I can alleviate my jail time stunt, is suing Chris Brown. I don't know who his lawyer is, but how the hell is Suge suing anybody talking about his life was in danger? If someone shoots you seven times, y'all, you supposed to provide your own security like an armored suit. Contender number four and five, Newt Gingrich and Chris Christie. Donald Trump team, hungry hippopublicans, y'all. His prospects, I call them the Stay Puft Boys. So we're contender number six, DMX. Okay, DMX, it might be time for you to have a double vasectomy and have your pubes tied. How in the hell are you expecting your 15th child? You have more kids than you have albums, 15? Where your condoms at? Are you DMX? I can't even say crazy. Are you DMX? He done lost his damn mind for the 15th time. Now, he just increased his odds of going back to jail for child support. Contender number seven, the Red Cross for that racist, not cool swimming pool poster. Now swimming while black is a thing now. Stacey Dash, you are the Bama of the week. She's back. I call her Stacey Rash, Tom, because she breaks out whenever someone of color addresses something race-related. This time, Stacey, disillusioned, called Jesse Williams' BET speech an attack on white people. She called Jesse the perfect example of a Hollywood plantation slave. Does she have a mirror, Tom? She's a Republican refurbished prophylactic. I don't know what they plan to over at Fox. She give my man marbles eczema, Jay. Oh. Wow. Can I say that? Too soon? No. I could have said eggplant. This Sunday, me, Chris Paul, and Timmy Hall is at the Howard Theater in D.C. Y'all enjoy y'all for.